Christine got me nervous just now when she stayed down there and I came up over myself. It's nice to be with you again. I think it's been a little while since I've seen some of you. Others of you, I think I've seen more recently. Some of you are wishing that you didn't see me again. But whether you like it or not, here I am. And I trust that you've come with a hungry heart. Brother Z said last night, we haven't come to hear sermons.
就像史弟兄昨天晚上说的，我们来不是只是来听道。
If you come to hear a sermon, you'll probably be disappointed this morning.
如果我们只是来听道的话，今天早上你们可能会失望。
If you've come to meet the Lord, I think you won't be disappointed.
但是如果我们带着心要来遇见主，我们就不会失望。
He promises us in His Word that as we draw nigh to Him, He draws nigh to us.
因为他应许我们，我们如果亲近神，他就会亲近我们。
And so you can be assured by His promise that He's here this morning.
所以我们可以确信，因着他的应许，他今天早晨就在这里。
You can reach out in your heart by faith and touch Him.
我们今天在信心的里面，我们都可以伸手来遇见他。
Only believe.
只要相信,
All things are possible to him that believeth.
在神凡事都能，在信的人凡事都能。
Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God.
就像耶稣说的，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
May he help us to draw near to him in that confidence.
愿主今天能够给我们信心，让我们来亲近他。
And as we look into his word this morning, I pray that he'll speak to our hearts.
今天当我们来看主的话的时候，我真的祷告，希望主能够对我们的心说话。
That he'll encourage us.
然后他能够来激励我们,
that he'll challenge us.
并且他能够向我们挑战,
to the end that he may be glorified in us.
所以他能够在我们的身上得荣耀。
I'd like to look with you these couple of days at the life of Elisha.
这几天我想跟你们一起看看以利沙的故事。
Now, don't confuse him with Elijah.
不要把他想成以利亚。
Elijah is the one that came first.
因为以利亚先来。
If you read in 1 Kings from chapter 17 to the end of the book, you'll read the story of Elijah.
从列王记上17章一直到列王记上结束，这些都是以利亚的故事。
And it's not until the very end of the book of 1 Kings that you read the name Elisha.
以利沙一直到列王记上最末了的时候才出现。
Elijah was getting old.
那个时候以利亚已经老了。
That happens to all of us.
同样我们每一个人都会年老。
And his ministry was almost through.
然后他的执事也差不多到了尾端。
He thought it was finished before it really was.
其实在他的执事还没有结束以前，他就以为已经结束了。
You remember how he crawled under that tree and prayed that God would help him to die.
你记得吗? 他曾经在罗藤树下求死。
I don't want to live anymore, Lord.
他说，主啊，我不想再活了。
The Lord said, what are you doing here, Elijah?
神就跟他说，伊利亚，你在这里做什么？
I still have work for you to do.
你还有未了的事要做。
And some of the work that I have for you to do is to anoint some other people to take over.
其中有一件事情就是我要你去膏别人来接续你。
And among those that Elijah was called to anoint was to anoint Elisha.
其中伊利亚要膏的一个人就是伊利沙。
The Lord said, Elijah, I'd like you to anoint Elisha to be prophet in your stead.
耶和华告诉他说，我要你去膏以利沙来接续你做先知。
I'd like Elisha to take over where you left off.
我希望以利沙能够继续你的职事。
The work of God has to continue.
因为神的工作必须要继续下去。
And the work of God will continue.
神的工作也必定要继续下去。
Because God will find vessels.
因为神会得到器皿。
Who will offer themselves to the Lord.
当我们把自己奉献给神的时候。
God will find vessels constrained by His love.
神会找到被他爱所感动的器皿。
Who could do no other but to love and to serve Him with all that they have.
这些器皿他们不能做什么，他们只能够爱主来服侍主。
And God is still looking for those kinds of vessels.
一直到今天，神仍然寻找这样子的器皿。
He's still looking for you to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
他仍然在等着我们要把我们自己的身体献上当作活祭。
There were times in the Bible when He called people and they said no.
在圣经上有些地方我们看见神呼召而人说不。
He called Jonah and Jonah went the other way.
当他呼召约拿的时候约拿却转身逃跑。
He called Moses and Moses said I'm not able and capable of this.
当他呼召摩西的时候摩西说我没有办法成就这事。
Those vessels thought that God was making a big mistake.
这些器皿可能想说神搞错了。
But God isn't making a mistake.
但是神从来不会错。
His eyes are running to and fro throughout this earth.
因为耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
And God is looking for hearts.
而神正在寻找这样的心。
That are constrained by His love.
被他的爱所感动。
That can do no other but to do His will.
让他们不能做别的，只能尽神的功用，行神的旨意。
And He anoints those people.
而他就高这样子的人。
Elijah anoints Elisha.
这以利亚高了以利沙。
And so Elijah takes off to find Elisha.
所以以利亚就去寻找以利沙。
And he finds him working in a field.
然后他在田野看见了以利沙。
He's plowing a field with some oxen.
他正在田里耕地。
Elijah takes his mantle off and throws it over Elisha.
而以利。
He takes his jacket, his mantle off and throws it over Elisha.
Okay, 他就以利亚就把他的外衣脱下来披在以利沙的身上。
It's to signify that God is wanting you to be next.
换句话说这就代表了说神希望你接续我做先知。
I'm finished with my job.
我的职事已经尽了。
It's your job.
现在是你的。
You wear this now.
你现在穿上我的外衣。
God's presence will rest on you.
而神必与你同在。
You know, it's better with this on. God's presence will rest on you and help carry you forward.
神必与你同在，他必与你同行。
Elisha says, "No, not yet. I first have to go take care of my mom and my dad."
但是伊丽莎说，我还不行，我必须回家跟我父母道别。
Some things you have to take care of.
家里还有一些事情。
A short time after that, you find that Elisha begins to follow Elijah.
然后过一些时候，伊丽莎就会来跟随伊利亚。
He needs to be trained.
他必须受训练。
He needs to learn the ways of the Lord.
他必须学习神的法则。
You don't learn those things from a book.
但是神的法则不是从书上学来的。
You don't learn them from sleeping a lot and dreaming.
也不是每天就这样做白日梦就可以知
道。God has to teach those ways to us.
神必须把他的法则教导我们。
He has to put that into our hearts and souls.
他必须把他深深的深植在我们的心中。
Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me."
就像主耶稣说的，你们必须负我的轭，学我的样式。
We learn about God in those quiet times.
但是我们是在安静中学习神的法则。
When we sit in His presence and open up our souls before Him.
当我们把自己的心打开，在安静中与神面对的时候，我们学。
When David was doing that on those hillsides, taking care of sheep.
就像大卫在山上放羊的时候，他学习跟
随主。The sheep were the secondary thing.
其实放羊不过是他的副业。
The primary thing is he was learning about his God.
他最主要的工作就是学习认识神。
As he looked up in the sky, he said, "Oh, the heavens declare the glory of God."
所以当他举目望天的时候，他说：“诸天传扬神的荣耀。
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?"
所以他可以说：“人算什么，你却眷顾他；世人算什么，你却顾念他。”
And these ways of God were being set into the heart of David.
所以神就把他的自己向
Elisha.Needed to learn God's ways.
以利沙也同样的必须学习认识神。
We need to learn God's ways.
我们也必须学习认识神。
We offer ourselves to Him.
当我们把自己奉献给神的时候
，He takes us as we are.
他就照着我们的本相接纳我们。
Then He begins in us the process of making us what He wants us to be.
然后他就开始了这个过程来制作我们。
That is His eternal purpose.
为了他永远的旨意。
The eternal purpose is that we be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以被磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
And Elisha needed to learn.
而以利沙必须这样子学。
So do I.
我也是一样。
So do you.
你也是一样。
That's why you're here this morning.
这就是为什么你今天早晨坐在这里。
Because you offer yourself to the Lord.
因为我们都把自己奉献给神。
But you want the Lord to mold you and make you into the vessel that He wants you to become.
然后我们就希望神能够来制作我们，把我们磨成他所希望我们成就的器皿。
If you have your Bible, just turn quickly with me to 2 Kings chapter 2.
我们来看列王记下第四章。
Elisha and Elijah had traveled together for a little while. Elisha was learning the ways of Elijah. And in chapter 2 at the beginning it says it was time now that the Lord was going to take Elijah home.
在列王记下第二章开始的时候说耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天。
The Lord has different ways of taking people home.
神每次接人回天家的时候方法都不一样。
This was going to be a rather unique way.
这实在是一个很特别的方式。
The Lord was going to send a chariot down.
因为神要差遣他的火车火马。
And when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal.
耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从基甲前往。
Now, I don't want to get lost in this passage because we want to go a few chapters ahead, but just notice the progression as these two walk together.
其实这不是我们今天故事的重点，但是我们就是要看他们怎么样开始行同行。
They're traveling from Gilgal.
他们从基甲开始。
And as they go together, Elijah says to Elisha, "You stay here. The Lord sends me on ahead to Bethel."
然后以利亚就对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”
The response of Elisha is significant.
但是以利沙所说的话非常重要。
Elisha says, "I am not staying here. I'm going with you."
以利沙说：“我不停在这里，我必须跟你同行。”
Where you go, I go.
你去哪里，我也跟你去哪里。
Gilgal was nice. If you're going to Bethel, I'm going too.
基甲不错，但是如果你要去伯特利，我跟你去伯特利。
And so the two of them went down to Bethel.
所以他们两个人一起到了伯特利。
The company of the prophets at Bethel said, "Hey, Elisha, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?"
当时有一些先知门徒就对以利沙说：“你知道吗？今天耶和华要把你的师傅接上天。”
Elisha said, "I know that, but don't talk about it."
他说：“是的，我知道，但是不要做声。”
And Elijah says to Elisha, "Stay here now in Bethel. The Lord sends me to Jericho."
这时候以利亚又对以利沙说，你就停在这里，因为主差遣我往耶利哥去。
And Elisha again significantly says, "No."
但是以利沙同时又斩钉截铁地说不。
Ooh. Is that right? No, I will not go.
他说我绝对不会去。
Unless you go. No, I'll get there. And I am not going to stay unless you stay.
除非你留在这里，那不然我也不留在这里。
If you're going to leave Bethel, I'm leaving Bethel also.
如果你要离开伯特利，我也要离开伯特利。
And if you're going to Jericho, so am I.
如果你要去耶利哥，我也跟你去耶利哥。
The company of the prophets at Jericho go to Elisha and they say to him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?"
对，在耶利哥的先知门徒又对以利沙说，
"Yes,
你知道吗？
I know that."
主今天要接你的师父升天，是我知道。
Shut your mouth, don't speak of it.
他说不要作声。
So it says then Elijah said to him, "Stay here."
所以这时候以利亚又跟他说，你就留在这儿吧。
The Lord sends me to Jordan.
因为耶和华差遣我去约旦河。
From Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho, now to Jordan.
从基甲到伯特利到耶利哥，现在又到约旦河。
And in each place Elijah says, "You could stay here."
在每一个地方以利亚都对他说，你可以停在这儿。
But Elisha never wants to stay by himself.
但是以利沙从来不愿意自己一个人留在那。
He wants to be with his master and as close to his master as he possibly can be.
因为他就要跟着他的师父在一起，他要与他亲近。
What happens if the Lord would say to you, "Hey, stay in Los Angeles"?
如果今天主对你说，你就留在洛杉矶好了。
But I'm going to Redlands.
但是我要到Redlands 去。
Would you say, "Oh, that's a good idea. I think I'll stay right here in Los Angeles"?
你会说，这听起来不错，好吧，我就留在洛杉矶吧。
Now, if the Lord said to me, "Stay in New York,"
就像如果主对我说，你就留在纽约。
I'm going to Redlands.
但是我今天要去 Redlands.
That would be a tough choice for me.
对我来说，这是一个很难的决定。
But Lord, if you go, I have to go.
但是主，如果你去，我必须跟随你。
I don't want to ever leave you.
我一点都不要离开你。
Or better yet, I don't want you to ever leave me.
我也不要你离开我。
Because I need to learn from you.
因为我必须跟着你学。
And I haven't learned all that I need to learn.
我还没有学会所有的功课。
I need to follow you.
我必须跟随你。
I need you to teach me and help me.
我需要你来帮助我，你来教导我。
Just in the names of those places that they went from, they're very suggestive. They teach us lessons.
而其实他们所去的这些地方，这些地名都是有很重要的意义。
You begin at Gilgal.
从基甲开始。
Gilgal is the first place the children of Israel went to when they came out of Egypt.
基甲就是当 神的百姓离开埃及的时候第一个到的地方。
It was there the covenant of circumcision was reinstituted.
而在那里他们重新受到割礼。
The word Gilgal literally means in Hebrew the rolling away.
吉甲的意思就是滚去的意思。
The rolling away of the reproach of Egypt.
从埃及地的
It's a place where it all starts and begins.
这是一个新的开始。
Where we come out of the house of bondage.
当我们从为奴之家出来的
时候。Out of the servitude and slavery to Pharaoh.
当我们从为奴之家。
The hard taskmasters of this world.
当我们从为奴之家从世界的王手中出来的时候。
And we come into the liberty and we come into the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free.
当基督把我们释放的时候。
When I survey the wondrous cross.
当我静默那时
It's there that my burdens roll away.
那个时候我们的重担都脱落
It's there that I find new life in Christ.
而就是在基甲我找到了新生命
And the reproach of Egypt is gone.
从埃及来的咒诅被
You can stay there if you want to.
你也可以继续留在那里
Some Christian people live there all their lives.
许多基督徒就停在那里
It's a wonderful thought.
因为这是一个很好
It's a beautiful place to be.
这是一个很好的地方
Sure beats Egypt.Egypt.
当然是比埃及地好得多。
But the master wants to go a little further.
但是我们的师父，我们的主人要继续前往。
You can stay, but if you want to, you can follow.
但是你可以选择停留在这里，或是继续跟随，或是你继续跟随到伯特利。
Bethel means the house of God.
伯特利的意思就是神的家。
God wants us to become pillars in the house of God, the temple of the living God.
因为神要我们在神的家，在神的殿里做柱子。
He wants to establish us in His church among His people.
他要在神的百姓中间建。
It's the church that we sang about before where we all come together in one accord.
就像我们一起同心来。
And we all worship together.
我们都可以一起来敬拜神。
And we all serve Him together.
我们都可以一起来服侍神。
And we all love Him together.
我们都一起来爱他。
We're not Christians going in solo flight.
我们不是只是分开的基督徒。
But when one member of the body suffers, we all suffer.
因为我们是在同一个身体，当一个肢体受苦，全身都受苦。
When one member of the body rejoices, we rejoice together.
当一个肢体得荣耀，全身就得荣耀。
There's a little song our children sing in Sunday school.
有一个就像有一首儿童主日学的诗歌。
I find that the big people like the little children's songs better than the big people's songs.
我发现大人喜欢孩子的诗歌。
That's it? The big people don't understand the big people's songs.
好像成人并不真的了解成人所唱的诗歌。
But the little kids sing a song like this.
这是一首儿童的诗歌。
They join hands with somebody else.
他们会把他们手牵手。
The person next to them or in front of them.
他们可以跟旁边或是前面的小朋友牵手。
And then they sing, When we all will pull together, together.Together, when we all will pull together, how happy we'll be. For your work is my work, and our work is God's work. If we all will pull together, how happy we'll be. That's true.that's true when we pull together.
当我们都同在一起的时候。
When I was younger, I used to sing it differently, though.
但是当我小的时候，我不是这么唱的。
I used to sing for your work is your work, and my work is your work.
我小时候唱的时候，那你的工作就是你的工作，我的工作也是你的工作。
I needed to learn a little bit from the master.
所以我必须跟我们的主一起学。
Have you gotten as far as Bethel?
你去到了伯特利吗？
Or do you still sing, Your work is your work, and my work is your work?
还是你现在仍然在唱，你的工作就是你的工作，我的工作也是你的工作。
The master would go down to Bethel.
但是我们的主继续往伯特利去。
Oh, I'm going with you, master.
主啊，我要跟你同去。
And from Bethel, I'm going to Jericho.
但是从伯特利，我继续要往前到耶利哥。
Jericho was a wonderful place.
耶利哥是一个美好的地方。
It was a place where they learned obedience.
就是在那个地方，神的百姓学顺服。
And what obedience to the word of God could do.
他们学到了，当我们顺服神的工作，神的话的时候，神可以成就怎样的工作。
You know, when you first get to Gilgal and get into Bethel.
当我们从吉甲又到了伯特利。
I don't know that you've learned perfectly obedience.
我不晓得我们是不是真的学会了顺服。
That's a harder process.
因为这是一个很困难的过程。
But he puts us into the with the people of God.
但是当他把我们跟神的儿女摆在一起的时候。
And then he teaches us.
他教导我们。
He teaches us to obey him.
他教导我们怎样来顺服他。
To trust him.
来相信他。
To believe him.The Lord would take you down to Jericho. It's not a difficult place to trust Him. And to obey Him. We learn that there is the place of victory. It's there that the walls come tumbling down. And the privilege is that you see the brothers and sisters in Christ, their walls come tumbling down. Because we're all walking around this here thing together. And we all have a common obstacle before us. And we need to see the gates of hell not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. We see those strongholds of the enemy topple. Because our master is victorious. And Elisha says, I'm going.
所以伊丽莎说，我要跟着你去。
But then they get as far as this Jordan.
然后他们就到了约旦河旁。
And everybody else stays on one side, and just these two go across the Jordan together.
所有的先知门徒都站在一边，只有这两个人，过了约旦河。
This is in verse 9.
所以在第九节。
And Elijah says to Elijah, he asks him a question.
所以伊利亚就问伊丽莎一个问题。
Elisha, I know you don't like me to bring up this subject, but I'm leaving today, you know.
我知道你不愿意提这事，但是你晓得我今天必须离开你。
Is there anything that you would like from me before I go?
在我被接去以前，你要我为你做什么吗？
What would you answer?
如果是你，你会怎么说呢？
If you were Elisha and Elijah was taking you around and you were schooled by him for these months or years.
如果你是伊丽莎，这么多年伊利亚来教导你，带你到各
地去。Now it's the day that he's going to leave.
而今天他必须离开你。
But he offers a wonderful offering to you. I'll give you whatever you want. What is it that you request from me?
但是他说，你要我为你求什么呢？
Remember, this Elijah has some authority and power with God.
我们要记得这伊利亚他是很有能力的。
He asks fire to come down from heaven. Boom, it comes.
当他向神求火的时候，火就从天降下。
He asks for the rain to be withheld and it doesn't rain.
当他祷告不下雨的时候，天就不下雨。
He asks, what would you like? What do you want, Elisha?
而今天这个伊利亚如果问你，
要我为你求什么？ I see if I can supply your need.
让我来看看你有什么需要。
Some of you are thinking about cars.
你们可能会想，我要个车。
I'd like a house in Malibu.
或是我想要在 Malibu 有一个房子。
Just a week vacation in New York City.
或是我要到纽约去玩一个礼拜。
Taiwan looks pretty good right now.
或是可以到台湾。
Oh, let's see, what could I ask for, Lord?
我应该跟神求什么呢？
I wish I had a wife.
或许我更要主求一个妻子。
Or a husband.
或是一个丈夫。
Well, that's not what Elisha wanted.
但是这不是以利沙所要求的。
What I want from you is a double portion of the Spirit that rests on you.
以利沙说，愿感动你的灵加倍感动我。
That word double portion doesn't mean twice as much.
这并不是说双份的意思。
It's in effect saying I want what you have.
而实际上就是说你所有的我也要。
I want God's Spirit to rest on my life as He has rested on yours.
我希望神的灵能够感动我，就像神的灵感动你一样。
Elijah, there would be no better thing for me to know God like you know God.
就像我希望认识神，就像你认识神一样。
So that God's work can be carried down from generation to generation.
所以神的工作就可以继续世世代代的下去。
This particular generation, Elisha's generation, needs to know God just like the former generation knew God.
因为以利沙这个年代，他们这一代的世代需要神，就像以利亚的世代需要神一样。
And so it was.
的确也是这样。
Elijah said, "This is not an easy thing that you ask for, Elisha."
但是伊利亚说，你所求的。
This is a hard thing that you ask for.
你所求的的确是一个困难的事。
But what you need to do is keep your eyes upon me.
但是你所需要做的就是你的眼睛必须一直盯着我。
And as you keep your eyes focused on me,
如果你一直把你的眼睛注视在我身上。
If when that whirlwind comes and that chariot swoops me up.
但是当旋风来，当火车火马来把我接走的时候，
If you see me when that happens,
如果你看见我被接走，
your request will be granted.
那你的所求就必得着。
In other words, Elisha, keep your eyes on me.
换句话说，把你的眼目注视在我身上。
Don't look to the right, don't look to the left.
不要向左看，也不要向右看。
Keep your eyes on me.
让你的眼目注视在我身上。
You know, these things are very close to what Jesus tells us.
这跟主耶稣对我们说的也是很像。
It's the prayer that David prayed in the Psalms.
也是大卫的祷告。
It's the instruction the Apostle Paul gave to the church.
也是保罗对教会的指示。
Look unto Jesus.
定睛在耶稣的身上。
He's the author and the finisher of your faith.
他是我们信心创始成终的。
Don't look at the wind and don't look at the waves.
不要看风，也不要看浪。
But keep your eyes on the master.
但是把眼目注视在主身上。
And as long as you do, you're not going to sink.
如果你的眼目注视在主身上，你就不会沉下去。
The moment you see the wind and the waves, you'll go down.
但是当我们的眼目放在风浪的时候，我们就会沉下去。
If you keep your eyes on me.
但是如果你把你的眼目注视在我身
上。Not an easy thing to learn, Elisha.
这不是一件容易学的事。
Because the things of this earth are so crowding us.
因为这世上的事充满在我们的眼。
They're so real to us. They're so near to us. We feel them more than we feel the eternal. But God would like to lift us out of our circumstance. He would like to hide us in that cleft of the rock. Where we're more with God than we are with this earth. But in order for that change to take place, we need to see our master all the time. Nothing of earth to cloud the glory. Nothing of self, the light to dim. But just to focus our attention on him. Elisha does. I don't know how long it took. His eyes probably got heavy.Some of you know exactly how he feels. One eye open, one eye shut. But I got to see him when he comes. I can do this. Anybody got a toothpick? But he did his best to focus. And all of a sudden came the chariot.
突然火车来了。
And there goes Elijah.
以利亚就被接上去了。
What a sight that must have been for Elijah.
你能想象当时的情形吗？
But remember that coat?
但是你记得以利亚的外衣吗？
That he wanted to leave with him when he was plowing the oxen?
当以利亚在田里耕地的时候，他就把他这个外衣披在他身上。
Here it comes floating down over that from that chariot.
但是从这个火车火马上掉下来的就是这件外衣。
And it falls on Elisha.
这件外衣落在了以利沙的身上。
But not only did the mantle fall on Elisha.
不单只是这件外衣落在他身上。
The spirit of God came on Elisha.
神的灵也同样降在他
身上。All the authority that Elijah had.
以利亚所有的全能。
He had learned his lessons well.
因为以利沙学到了这个功课。
He had been an offered vessel prepared for the master's use.
因为他已经成了一个被制作预备好的器皿。
And so the Spirit of God now rests on Elisha.
所以现在神的灵降在以利沙身上。
He throws open that sea, that water, to go back over to the other side of Jordan.
然后他就同样的把约旦河水分开过了河。
And all the other prophets are looking.
其他的先知门徒就看呆了。
And they say, sure enough, God's with him just as he was with Elisha.
然后他们就说，感动以利亚的灵已经感动以利沙了，他们看不出有什么不同了。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远都是一样的，不改变。
There's no difference in Jesus.
在主也没有改变。
His hand has all its ancient skill.
他的手到如今仍然一样。
He is able to supply all of our need.
他能够使我们一切所需用的都充足。
Our God is still an omnipotent God.
他仍然是一个全能的神。
At his voice, worlds were created.
因着他的话，这世界被成立。
At his voice and at his touch, the sick were made well.
当他的话出来的时候，那病的人就得医治。
And Jesus Christ is just the same today.
而今天主仍然是一样的。
Sometimes the vessels aren't the same.
但是常常我们这个器皿不一样。
Sometimes we have not been prepared as we ought to have been prepared.
有的时候因为我们还没有预备好。
The offering hasn't been constrained as it should be by his love.
但是我们的奉献还没有被，我们还没有因为被爱感动而奉献。
Our hearts and our affinities are mixed with this world and the pleasures of this life.
因为我们的心仍然跟这世界上的事，跟最终之乐搅在一起。
And he would like to cut us away from all of those earthly ties.
但是他希望把我们从这世界的牵累中切开。
That we might be holy for him.
所以我们可以全然为主。
Well, that brings us to our text for this morning.
现在我们要看我们今天的信息。
It's in 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下第四章。
And I would pray that this would speak to your hearts today.
这是我的祷告，我盼望今天的信息能够对你们心说话。
It's spoken to mine over these last several months.
因为在过去几个月里，这个信息就不断的在向我的心说话。
There's a little bit of a change in the ministry of Elisha as opposed to Elijah.
如果我们看的话，以利沙的执事跟以利亚有点不一样。
And I think it's on purpose.
我相信这是主的意思。
If you read through those previous chapters at the end of 1 Kings and the beginning of 2 Kings, you'll notice that God is dealing with the prophet to a nation.
如果我们看前面几章的话，我们可以看见以利亚他从前是对着这个整个国度做先知。
There are national or even international affairs.
因为他所行的事情都是全国性的，或是列国性的。
And God is moving over kingdoms.
因为当时神在改变这些国家。
Shutting up the heaven on a whole company of people.
因为他把天他关了天的门不下雨。
And you can get an idea that God is interested in global affairs.
所以当时我们可以看见神的意思其实是在对整个人类。
He's interested in your whole fellowship of churches.
因为他的
your whole group.
他的旨意其实是在很多的那个群众里面。
But what we learned from Elisha.
但是从以利沙的指示
and we learn from the ministry of Jesus also
同时从耶稣基督的指示
is that Jesus or Elisha is interested in individuals
我们可以看见耶稣基督跟以利沙一样他们对个人
oh yes the world needs help
的确这个世界需要帮助
and the problems in the Middle East and in Iraq are not going to go away overnight
就像在中东在伊拉克的问题 一夕之间不可能解决
But God is interested in you.
但是神同样关心你。
And sometimes we forget that.
但是有的时候我们好像忘记。
We think there's so many things going on, and He's just interested in the global kind of thing.
因为我们想神可能对天下大事、对世界局势比较关心。
But He knows your need.
但是神知道你的需要。
And maybe you feel nobody else really cares about my need.
或许你觉得没有人关心我的需要。
That's my problem.
因为这是我个人的问题。
And He doesn't really care about my particular need.
他可能不太在乎我个人的需要。
That's not true.
但是这不是真的。
He cares about you.
他真的关心你。
Every one of the hairs on your head are numbered.
你每一根头发都被他数过。
That's how careful he is about your being, your person.
这就是神对你的关心是多么的细腻。
David said, Lord, you know my down sitting and my uprising.
就像大卫说我坐下我躺下我起来
Lord,
你都知道
you even know my thoughts afar off
你甚至知道我心里最深处的意念
You know when one of those little birds falls down from the sky and dies
当一个飞鸟从天上落下来死的时候你都知道
You know every one of those little flowers that grows in the field
你也知道野地里每一棵小花
Lord, those billions of stars out there in creation You know them all by name
在天上有数不尽的星辰，但是你知道他们每一个的名字。
And certainly, Lord, you know me.
所以主，你也知道我。
And you know my concerns.
你也知道我心里所想的。
In this chapter, the fourth chapter of 2 Kings, Elisha comes across a woman who had a need.
在第四章，伊丽莎遇到了一个女人，
她有需要。Her own personal problem.
这是她个人的问题。
I wonder if there are any of you this morning that have any personal problems.
我不晓得今天在座的你有没有个人的问题。
I wonder if there are any needs in your home, in your family.
在你的家里，在你个人身上有没有什么需要？
I wonder if you have a heavy heart.
我不晓得你心情现在是否沉重。
I wonder if there's a situation that you don't know how to figure out and you can't solve.
你不知道你现在是不是面临一个问题，一个情形，你没有办法解决。
This is what it says in the first verse of 2 Kings 4.
第一节。
The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves.
有一个先知门徒的妻哀求伊丽莎说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的。现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做女仆。
There's a real need here. I don't know if any of you have a problem quite so severe. This woman has just lost her husband. He evidently was the breadwinner in the home. There was no social security. There was no Medicare. And these people owed some money, a lot of it. And as was the custom in that day. If you can't pay your bills, we do not extend to you another line of credit. We're not going to loan you money at an exorbitant interest rate. That's the American way. But this was before America. And what they did here was they took these kids or they would take your family into slavery. Now can you imagine how this poor woman felt? She has just been bereaved by the loss of her husband. She has so many bills to pay and she has no means to pay them. She hardly has anything as far as eating sustenance is concerned. And now the creditors are sending her nasty mail. You've got mail. I'm coming to take your two boys away. If you can't pay, I'm going to get the pay from them. They're going to work for me for free. I don't know if it would take a year or two or six before they could pay that bill back in labor. But this woman has a problem. But she knows where to take her problem. You notice also this woman didn't do anything wrong. Sometimes we get an idea or we hear preached even that if something's going wrong in your life, there must be some deep dark sin in that and there somewhere. This husband was a servant of Elisha. He evidently revered the Lord. He was a good man. But God saw fit to take him. And this lady's faced with this situation. There's a song that I once heard an Asian man sing. I heard a lot of Asian men sing songs. But this was a man who came back east to New York. He came with Brother Z. You didn't know I knew Brother Z from New York. I did. I knew Brother Z back in New York. I was just a little guy. I think I probably was 15 or something like that. And I was sitting in the front row of church playing my instrument. And this unknown from California came through New York. That is unknown to me. But he came to preach at the church I was going to. And he had with him a big man who sang real well. And although it was many, many years ago, I remember the song that he sang. I'm not going to sing it. I already sang for you, remember? But I would just like to read a little bit of it to you. It's 511 in your book. He sang these words, "Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long."
主顾念吗? 当我心痛伤, 不再喜笑与欢唱, 当重压难当, 道路阻且长, 主耶稣是否仍顾念?
Now if you look at all the other verses on the next page there, you'll find, "Does Jesus care when my way is dark, with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near?"
主顾念吗? 当我路不明, 心中有莫名骇惊, 当日光消失, 当黑影来临, 主耶稣是否仍顾念?
"Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief I find no relief, though my tears flow all the night long?"
主顾念吗? 当我屡失败, 抵不住试探苦害, 当无何事物能解我悲哀, 主耶稣是否仍顾念?
"Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it aught to him? Does he see?"
主顾念吗? 当我心无力, 与我所爱别离, 当我心绞痛止不住哭泣, 主耶稣是否仍顾念?
The thing I remember about this man singing was that every time he got to the chorus, his whole countenance changed.
因为每一次当他唱副歌的时候，他整个脸都变了。
He would sing those verses so sad and so sorrowful.
因为当他唱的时候，他的表情是这么的哀伤。
"Does Jesus care when my heart is pain?" And he'd go on and sing the verse.
然后他就继续地唱主耶稣。
And then when he got to the chorus,
但是当他唱副歌的时候,
he would stand up straight.
然后他就会站直了,
and he would belt it out with all that he had in him, and he had a lot in him.
然后他就尽力地唱,
"Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares, his heart is touched with my grief." And he sang that chorus over and over again, and every time he got to that chorus, we were sitting in the front row with big smiles on our face, getting ready for him to erupt.
但是当他每次唱副歌的时候，他就挺直了唱，大声的唱，他必顾念，他必顾念，因他同情我忧愁。
And that was a long time ago.
好，这已经是好多好多年之前。
But there have been times in my life when I've remembered that man from California here coming to New York and singing for us. "Oh yes, he cares. I know that he cares. His heart is touched with my grief."
但是这么多年来，我常常会想到这个从加州来到我们纽约的这个人，他唱歌说：“他必顾念，他必顾念，因他同情我忧愁。”
And there were times when I needed to remind myself of that.
有的时候我自己也必须提醒我自己。
Because there are times that, at least in my life, where I am tempted to think that Jesus has forgotten me.
因为多少次我也受试探，我就想说，耶稣已经把我忘了。
And tempted to think that he maybe doesn't care so much about me right now. He's got too much else going on. It seems as if he's so distant and he just doesn't hear and he doesn't seem to see. He doesn't seem to know. And I at least have a question mark in my mind. Do you really care, dear Lord? Do you really care?
有的时候我就怀疑他对我来说是这么的遥远，他真的了解我吗？他真的知道我吗？他真的顾念吗？
And in those moments, I need to remind myself.
在那个时刻，我就必须提醒我自己。
Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares.
是的，他顾念，他顾念。
Just recently, it happened to me again.
就是最近，又发生在我身上。
I was with some of you in last October.
去年10月，我记得我还在这里。
And at the time that I was with you, I got a call from my wife telling me my daughter was very sick.
就是我仍然在你们中间的时候，我的姊妹打电话给我说我的女儿生病了。
And since October, November, December, January, February, she didn't get any better.
一直到2月，我的女儿都没有痊愈。
And we prayed much for her.
我们为她多次祷告。
Now that was my family need.
因为这是我家里的需要。
Maybe not very many other people cared very much about it.
或许, 在这个世上没有很多人在乎。
Certainly the war in Iraq was more important to many people than my daughter's problem.
我相信在伊拉克的战争, 对许多人来说比我女儿生病更重要。
But I felt that pressure.
但是我感受到了
这个压力。That was my particular burden at that time.
因为这是我个人的重担。
She was engaged to be married.
因为我当时我的女儿已经订婚了。
She was supposed to get married at the end of May.
她本来预定的是五月底结婚
But she wasn't getting any better.
但是她的病情并没有好转
She couldn't do those things that brides have to do before they get married.
所以她没有办法像一般的新娘一样来预备她的婚礼
She had to postpone her wedding.
所以她必须把她的婚礼延期
And I mean the best thing about it is that she's marrying a young Asian man.
你知道吗？我的女儿要嫁一个亚洲人
And even with that, they still couldn't get married.
但是他们还是不能结婚。
And there were these times when I thought, Lord, do you see? Do you care?
当时我就问主说，主啊，你真的顾念吗？
I received encouragement from many people that told me they were praying for us.
但是当时有许多人鼓励我，他们跟我说他们在为我们祷告。
I haven't come to tell you a whole story about my family, but I'm glad the Lord has helped.
但是我感谢主，主真的帮助我。
We're hoping to get married in September.
希望他九月能够结婚。
But I understand something about these problems.
但是我了解这些。
Now let me just ask you right now, how many of you understand something about these kinds of problems in your life?
我想现在问，我们在座的有哪些人真的了解这样子的问题，这样子的家庭问题？
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
你们了解我在说什么吗？
Yeah, a lot of your hands are going up. Jesus does care.
主耶稣顾念。
Let's read on.
我们继续读。
Elisha said to this woman, this is in verse 2,
第二节,
how can I help you?
我可以为你做什么呢?
Tell me, what do you have in your house?
你告诉我你家里有什么?
Your servant has nothing there at all.
在你家中没有什么?
The only thing I have in my house is a little bit of oil.Isn't it nice that Elisha says, just like he was asked one time, what can I do for you? Now he says to this lady, what can I do for you?
就像从前伊利亚问伊丽莎说，我能为你做什么？今天伊丽莎问这个妇人，我能为你做什么？
I guess he learned firsthand that God can do anything.
所以我相信他已经学到了这个功课，他知道神可以成就任何事。
He can supply the need.
它可以使我们的需用满足。
Lady, what would you like me to do? What would you like God to do for you?
所以她说，妇人，我能为你做什么？你要神为你做什么？
She says, I'm hopeless and I'm helpless.
这个妇人说，我没有任何的指望，我也没有任何的帮助。
I have absolutely no resources.
我没有人帮助我。
Except a tiny little bit of oil.
我只有一瓶油。
That's all I have left.
这是我家所有的。
You know, God takes the little that you have.
但是神可以用我们所拥有的那么一点点。
I am convinced that if this lady said, I have a little bit vinegar left.
我相信如果这个妇人说我家里只有一点点醋。
God would have said, just what I need, a little vinegar.
我相信神也照样可以说这就是我需要的我就是需要那么一点醋。
If she said I had a lifesaver.
如果她说我就是有一个糖。
He would have said, that's great, that's just what I need, I need that lifesaver.
我相信神也会说这个就够了我需要的就是这么一颗糖
The reason why I believe that is because it's all through the Bible.
因为我之所以相信因为在圣经里到处都有这样子的故事
Moses, how are you going to get across that Red Sea?
当摩西要过红海的时候
Take that stick you got there in your hand.
神说就是拿着你手中的杖
That's all that that man had, but he had a stick.
因为这个摩西当时只有这么一根杖
Stretch it out, watch what happens.
伸出你的手，拿着这个杖，看神怎么为你做事。
He stretched it out, and he got the shock of his life.
所以他就伸手，然后他就看见惊人的事情。
Wow! The Red Sea opened up and parted.
红海在他面前分开了。
The Lord always takes the little bit of nothing that we have.
神永远都可以用我们手中所有的那么仅有的一点点。
He never seems to require of us what we don't have.
他从来没有向我们要我们所没有的。
I like that about the Lord.
我就是这么的爱主。
The only thing he wants from me is what I got.
因为他所对我要求的都是我已经有的。
But he wants all of it.
但是他要我们所拥有的全部。
See, that's the other thing about him.
这就是神他另外的一面。
He's not content to split it 50-50.
因为他不愿意跟我们平分我们所拥有的。
I'll give you your share and I'll take mine.
他不会说啊，你拿你的，我拿我的。
Lord, you take Sunday, I got Monday through Saturday.
我们不能说主啊，我礼拜天留给你。
Or now we've even narrowed it down to an hour on Sunday mornings.
因为我们现在哦一个。
We give the Lord everything or nothing.
我们不是给奉献给主所有的，
就是一点都不用。That's the offering that's required from us.
而神所要的就是我们
奉献所有。That's the whole significance about taking your ear and nailing it to the doorpost.
这就是神为什么要我们把我们的耳朵钉在墙上。
When you nail the guy's ear to the doorpost, you nail the whole guy there.
因为当我们把一个人的耳朵钉在门框上的时候，我们把整个人都钉上去了。
He can't leave if his ear is stuck over here.
因为他的耳朵被钉在门框上，他这个人就不能离开。
His hands aren't going to get far until his ear gets loose.
他的手也不能到很远的地方，除非他的耳朵被。
And when God has your ear, He has your hands and He has your feet.
所以当神拥有了我们的耳朵，他也拥有我们的手、我们的脚。
He wants everything that you have.
他要我们所拥有的全部。
Oh, but I have so little to give.
但是我们说我们所拥有的这么少。
Oh, I'm nothing.
哦，我实在一无所有，我实在一无所有。
That's what Moses said. That's what Gideon said. That's what everybody says.
摩西这么说，基甸也这么说过，每一个人都这么说。
And everybody says it because it's true.
每一个人都这么说，因为这实在是事实。
You are nothing.
你的确一无所有。
And you have nothing that you can give.
你什么都不是，你也一无所有。
But the Lord still requires that you give to Him the little or nothing that you have.
但是神仍然要我们把我们所拥有的或是一无所有都奉献给他。
Kind of a strange thing.
这实在是一个很奇怪的事。
He doesn't need me at all.
他其实并不需要我。
We think He could probably do a lot better without us.
他们我们可能想说，如果神没有我们，他可能会做得更好。
But yet at the same time, He needs us.
但是同时，他又却好像很需要我们。
Well, Lord, do you need me or don't you need me?
这主啊，你到底是需要我还是不需要我
？I don't need you, but I give you the privilege of joining up with me and letting me use you.
我其实不需要你，但是我给你这个特权，使你可以与我一同
同工。If you would just offer yourself to me.
只要我们把自己奉献给主。
Oh.Elisha, I'm at the end of my rope here. I've only got a little bit of oil left.
所以这妇人说，我只剩下了一瓶油。
Elisha asks her something in verse 3.
在第三节，以利沙对她说。
It really requires a tremendous amount of faith.
这实在需要很大的信心。
Elisha says to her that she should go around and ask her neighbors for empty jars.
你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。
Can you just imagine this?
你可以想象吗？
Here comes this lady knocking on your door.
这个妇人来敲你的门。
And you answer your door.
然后你为她开门。
Oh, hello, Mrs. Smith. What would you like? What could I do for you?
所以你对这个妇人说，我能够为你做什么呢？
You have an empty jar.
说你有没有一个空器皿？
Yeah, I have an empty jar. What would you like? Yeah, I want your empty jar.
她说，我就是要跟你借一个空器皿。
You have two empty jars?
你有两个空器皿吗？
How many empty jars do you have?
你到底家里有多少空器皿？
I'll take all your empty jars.
我向你借所有空的罐子。
Well, what are you going to do with the empty jars?
你就会说，你要这些空罐子做什么呢？
I don't know.
我也不知道。
I just want empty jars.
我只是要跟你借这些空罐子。
You got a problem with that?
你愿意借我吗？
And she goes to the next house.
然后她又到另外一个邻居家里。
She's got a knapsack of empty jars.
然后她就有一大堆的空罐子。
Hello? Yeah, can I have any empty jars?
他又敲门，说你们家里有没有空器皿？
It looks like you've got enough empty jars already. No, I want more empty jars.
他说你家里已经有够多空罐子，他说我还要更多。
I'll take all the empty jars you got.
那到底有多少？
I'll take little empty jars.
小的空器皿我也要。
I'll take big empty jars.
大的空器皿我也要。
And if you got any jars that are almost empty, empty them.
如果你的罐子快要空了，你就把它倒空吧。
And so she goes throughout the whole neighborhood.
然后她就到了所有的邻舍家里。
Now why did that lady do that?
为什么要这么做呢？
She must have been nuts.
这个妇人可能有点啊。
She wasn't thinking too well.
她可能脑子不清楚。
I mean, how is this going to help her problem? Would you tell me? What are empty gonna, jars going to do for my two sons? You know, I got a problem in my home here. Any day now, the cops are going to come and take off my two boys, and you want me to go around and collect empty jars.
You
make no sense.
你这个实在是,
I always knew my husband was a little when he went after you.
我当初就觉得我的丈夫不应该跟随你。
Why don't you offer me some help like
money?
I need money.
我现在要钱啊,
what am I supposed to do with these empty jars? Get a nickel for every empty jar I bring back?
我这些空罐子有什么用呢? 不过5分钱一个。
But you don't find that that lady said any of that.
但是这妇人却没有这么说。
Elisha knew exactly what she needed to do.
因为以利沙知道她需要什么，她需要做什么。
Does Jesus know what you need to do?
你觉得主耶稣也知道你需要做什么吗？
Yeah, he knows what I need to, and I'm going to tell him what he needs to do.
是的，主耶稣知道我的需要，那现在我必须告诉主耶稣怎么做。
You ever go to a prayer meeting like that?
你曾经去过祷告会，你祷告吗？
You know what our church needs.
主啊，你知道我们教会需要什么？
And in case you don't know what our church needs, I'm going to tell you what our church needs.
如果你还不知道我们教会需要什么，让我现在来告诉你我教会需要什么。
We need, and we go through our whole list.
然后我们就把 一个长长的单子念给主。
And Lord, this is how you are to meet those needs.
然后现在我要告诉你，主，你应该怎么样来解决这些问题。
There's a sister in that church in San Gabriel that should be here in San Jose. Oh, no, 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 the Lord doesn't do that. That's what we pray. We think we know.
有的时候我们祷告，我们觉得主知，我们知道主应该怎么做。
And Paul says, if anybody thinks he knows, let him know this. He knows nothing.
但是保罗说，若有人以为他知道什么，就他所知道的，他仍然不知道。
Solomon, who knew something, at least as far as the wisdom of this world was concerned, said this.
因为就像所罗门，他所有拥有世上所有的智慧，但是他却这么说。
He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
专心地依靠主，耶和华你的主。
And lean not to your own understanding.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
Don't send the facts up to heaven telling the Lord what he needs to do.
你不需要传真到天上告诉主耶稣该怎么做。
If you got to send the facts, fax up a blank page.
如果你真的要传真的话，你就传真一张空白的纸。
And tell him to write on it for you.
让主耶稣在上面为你写。
And then send it back down, and this is what you should then do.
然后叫主耶稣把它传真回来，告诉我们该怎么做。
That's where faith kicks in.
这就是信心。
It isn't always illogical.
因为信心的事常常不是很。
There are many times it makes sense to us.
But there are times
when we don't understand God's ways. His ways are past our ways. They're higher than our ways. He's just simply looking for us to obey Him.
See,
that's why Elisha needed to go with Elijah to Jericho. Because at Jericho, I'm going to learn that it's simply well for me to trust his word. Here's a city with walls that are 12, 16 feet wide.
因为这个城市它的城墙差不多12到16尺
And it's built way high up there in the sky.
非常的高。
They race chariots on top of those walls.
他们可以在
People live inside those walls.
他们可以在墙的顶上住人。
There's no way for us to get in.
要他们攻打这个城墙，那是没有办法。
What does God tell them to do?
但是神要他们怎么做呢？
Walk around the walls. Ah, there's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? You never would have thought of that. You'd be trying to lift weights to get some strength so you could run it down. That's what we do. We're
going
to use our pea shooter. We got our own ideas. Can you imagine those fathers that walked around that day?
And they walked around the second day.
And they walked around the third day.
In
complete silence.
他们完全的安静。
They got home that night and their little 10-year-old boy jumps up on their lap.
那天, 当这个父亲绕完城回家的时候, 他的儿子来问他,
Dad, where were you today?
你说, 爸爸,你今天去哪儿?
Oh, we took a walk.
我们今天出去散步。
Where'd you go?
你去哪儿?
We walked around the walls of Jericho.
我们就是绕着耶利哥的城墙站, 走路。
Dad, that's what you told me you did yesterday.
他说, 爸,你昨天不是就这么做的吗?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, 我昨天就是这样。
And we're going to do it again tomorrow.
我明天还要绕一次。
Dad, why?
爸,你为什么要这么绕着墙走呢?
Why?
为什么?
Because God said so.
因为神叫我们。
Is that a good enough reason?
这是不是一个好的理由呢?
Doesn't there have to be something more plausible than that?
是不是我们常常要更好的理由呢?
You remember the wedding feast at Cana of Galilee?
就像, 在迦南的婚宴上。
Oh, of all the things, they ran out of wine.
有这么多好吃的东西, 他们的酒用完了。
Now what are we going to do?
现在该怎么办呢?
No more grape juice or sanctified grape juice or wine or whatever it was.
没有酒, 连葡萄汁也没有。
Nothing left to drink.
一点喝的东西都没有。
Jesus' mother comes to the servants at that feast.
然后耶稣的母亲就来到, 仆人这里。
And you remember her words to those men? I have no idea what my boy might tell you to do.
耶稣的母亲说, 我不晓得我儿子会告诉你们怎么做。
Your guess is as good as mine.
我们猜不到。
But whatever he tells you to do, do it.
但是我儿子吩咐你们做什么, 你们就照着行。
Well, he finally came to them and he said, Hey guys, you know what you need to do? You need to get those water barrels and fill them up with water.
就是把那些水缸装满水, 耶稣告诉他们说,
and then when you get them all filled with water to the brim,
当把这些水缸都装满了水,
then take that ladle and scoop out some and dump it in a cup and give it to the big boss there.
然后就把那些, 水舀出来, 去,
oh boy, you want us to get fired?
这些仆人可能说,
he doesn't like practical jokes too well.
可是其实这个时候耶稣并不是跟他们开玩笑。
Just do it.
就照着做。
See, Jesus made that popular well before Nike did. Just do it.
耶稣说就是照着做。
Just do it.
照着做。
My people here, Moses said, are getting bit by a lot of snakes.
这些当时这些很, 有些人被蛇咬。
We need to do something. They're dying over here with the snake bites.
在摩西的时候, 很多人被蛇咬。
Lord, you put us into an encampment right in the middle of Snake Valley.
摩西可能会说, 主啊, 你把我们带到这个, 蛇窟来。
Could you send an antidote down? Something to take away the venom?
你可不可能给我们一些什么东西来医治?
Lord says, I'll tell you what you do, Moses.
但是主对摩西说,
I want you to make a snake.
我要你做一个蛇。
Enough snakes.
摩西说,
can I make a scarecrow?
我可不可以做一个稻草人呢?
No, make a snake.
但他说不, 造一只蛇,
make it out of bronze, a brass snake.
做一个铜蛇。
Oh yeah, that's really good.
好啊, 听起来不错。
Just do it.
照着做。
And tell the people to look at it.
然后叫人都仰望这个铜蛇。
Oh, yeah, okay. Alright, tell them to look at it.
Okay, 好, 我就叫这些被蛇咬的人都来注视这个蛇。
What Mary and what Moses and what Elisha had learned in their lives is that they learned the ways of God.
就是摩西, 还有, 主耶稣的母亲玛利亚, 还有这里伊丽莎, 他们学的都是学到了神做事的法则。
There are many, many other people in the Bible that have learned those ways.
同样的, 在圣经里, 许多其他的人也学到了神的法则。
Naaman, I'd like you to go dip in the river of Jordan 7 times.
就好像, 乃曼,
leprosy is a terrible sickness.
乃曼, 伊丽莎吩咐他说, 要到约旦河里面洗七次。
But we can take care of it with just this dipping in the Jordan.
其实, 在, 在,
you see, it doesn't make sense.
很多时候神要我们做的事情在我们来说是不合理。
But just to do it. And so this woman went knocking on all the doors that she could find. And she gathered all the vessels that she could find. She exhibited her faith by her works. There are many people that tell me they have faith. But it seems as if their works deny the faith that they profess that they have.
但是, 我们的工作是不是能够表现出来我们所拥有的信心?
As a matter of fact, we could say in this story, the more vessels this woman got, the more her faith really was showing.
所以我们从这个故事我们可以看见, 这个妇人她到底借了多少的空气, 你就能够表现出来她的信心。
And so Elisha said, go around and ask your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few.
所以以利沙说,你去向你的众民设借空气,
then I want you to go inside your house and shut your door. I don't want anybody to see this.
然后我要你回到家里关上门,我不要任何人看见你在家里做什么。
Take your boys with you.
你和你的儿子进去。
And pour out that little tiny bit of oil that you have. Pour it into all those jars that you collected.
Okay. Okay, 好.
She believes it.
她相信.
She takes that little bit of oil that she has.
She's
got all these jars all over the place.
然后,
she can hardly shut the door of the house because there's so many jars all around. And as you take that little bit of oil and fill that big jar, put it over to the side. And then get the next jar and just keep pouring that little bit of oil. And that little bit of oil is going to go a long, long way. So she left him and afterwards shut the door behind her and her son. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring.
儿子把器皿拿来,
and finally they didn't bring her any more jars. She said, get me another jar.
当他说, 再把器皿拿来, 儿子说,
and these boys said, there are no more jars. We filled everybody's jar on this block and the next block and all around this place. Nobody's got any empty jars. You filled them all up with oil. There is not a jar left. And then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, Elisha did what you said, and I've got plenty of oil here now. Elisha said, go and sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left.
神人说你去卖油还债, 所剩的你和你的儿子可以度日。
It's kind of a very natural way that this situation and problem was solved.
这看起来好像是一个很自然解决问题的方法。
Sell the commodity, sell the oil, and you'll get enough money, and you can pay your debtors, and you can live on the money from selling of your oil.
把油卖了以后, 你就可以靠着所剩下的,
but yet it was a tremendous miracle that God performed in supplying the oil from next to nothing.
但是光光从这么一点点的油能够供应他这么大的需要, 这本身就是一个很大的神迹。
And it all hinged on this woman's faith.
而这完全在于这个妇人的信心。
Those of you that lifted your hands before with problems, with difficulties, with trials,
刚刚那些举手了解这些困难和痛苦的人,
I'd like to encourage you to believe God.
我要鼓励你们,
you might not understand His ways, but just trust Him.
Well,
what does he say for me to do? He says for you to rejoice evermore. He tells you to praise him and give thanks to him. Just to acknowledge him in everything that you are and everything that you do.
Just
to give everything that you are and everything that you have to Him. And let Him take care of you. He who supplies that which the birds of the air need. He who takes care of the lilies of the field. How much more will He take care of you, O you of little faith? Does Jesus care? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares.
当然他顾念, 他顾念,
he cares for my need at my home.
他顾念我的需要, 顾念我家庭的需要,
he cares for your need at your home.
他顾念你的需要,
and he's able to meet those needs.
他可以让我们所需用的都满足,
I don't need to tell him how.
我不需要告诉他该怎么做,
he has so many ways of supplying our needs.
因为他有各式各样的方法来顾念我们,
maybe it'll look like a very natural thing that takes place.
或许有的时候他的方法看起来很合乎自然,
maybe it'll be a raven that drops off food at your doorstep.
或许就是一个,
but our God is not without resource.
因为他充充满满的有各样的丰富,
and his eye is on the sparrow.
而且他的眼目顾念麻雀,
and I know that he watches me.
所以我知道他顾念我,
and I know that if you're his child,
我知道你如果是他的儿女,
he watches you.
他也顾念你,
and this morning you can ask him.
You know, he says
to you, like he said to this woman, what do you need?
所以他今天跟你讲话, 就像跟这个妇人讲话一样,
maybe you have not because you asked not.
你可能没有,
maybe we don't ask in faith, believing. Maybe we're double minded and unstable.
或许我们心怀二意, 当我们求他的时候,
but we must be convinced that our God is able for our situation.
但是我们必须相信, 在我们这么困难的情形里面, 祂能够,
our God can make a way when there seems to be no way.
当这好像没有出路的时候, 神可以为我们开出一条路来.
So whatever your need or burden is this morning,
不管今天早上你的需要, 你的重担是什么,
I'd encourage you to bring it to the Lord.
我鼓励你, 把他们都带到神的面前,
say, Lord, I don't know what to do, it's hopeless.
我可以跟主说, 主啊, 一点盼望都没有, 我不知道该怎么办,
I'm going to just offer everything that I have to.
所以我就要把我所有的都交给你,
and I want you to take me as I am,
就照着我的本相来接纳我,
and I want you to use me for your glory,
然后来用我, 为了你的荣耀来使用我,
and he can,
他可以,
and he will,
他也能, 他也会,
because our God is faithful. There's one last element that I'd like to point out from the story.
从这个故事里面还有一个点我要指出来,
although God works miracles,
神是行神迹的神,
and he did hear,
而且他听我们的祷告,
and he used a tremendous vessel of God in Elisha,
他可以用很不平凡的器皿, 像以利沙,
it doesn't seem to me that this need would have been met,
但是对我来说, 要满足这么一个需要,
had it not been for these neighbors who dropped off an empty jar.
也必须靠着这些邻舍, 愿意借空器皿给这个妇人。
See, you leave out that simple ingredient in the story,
如果我们忽略了这些邻舍所做的,
and what you wind up with is an oil slick in this woman's house.
那这个故事的结局就是,
then we would have needed to pray for bad backs from her sons after slipping all over the place.
这个地上就是充满了油, 如果没有空气皿的话, 这些孩子可能到处都跌倒,
the jars were needful.
所以实在, 他们也需要这个器皿,
the jar is not much to give, is it?
对我们来说, 好像借一个空罐子不是一件很大的事,
I mean, if she knocked on the door and said, hey, I need your BMW,
如果这个妇人到你家里来跟你借你的,
I'd like your refrigerator.
或是来跟你借你的冰箱,
that's a little bit much to ask.
这可能是一件比较大的要求.
But an empty jar, that's nothing.
但是跟你借一个空罐子, 在你来说, and, 可能是一件小事.
And you notice that none of these neighbors knew what was going on.
而且这些邻舍并不知道这个妇人要做什么.
They had no idea that they were going to be the answer to the prayer.
他们并不知道他们这么做就是神回答祷告的其中一个步骤。
They did not know, and maybe they never knew that they were part of a miracle.
他们可能永远没有发现, 他们其实这是在行神迹的这么一部分。
I'd like to be part of a miracle.
我也希望成为神迹的一部分。
How do you join up in a miracle?
你怎么样来, 成为神迹的一部分呢?
Well, you know how you could do it?
你知道你怎么, 你可以怎么做吗?
You can give a vessel,
你可以借一个空气,
just an empty jar,
就是一个空气,
when your neighbor's in need,
当你的邻舍有需要的时候,
when your brother and sister are in need,
当你的弟兄姐妹有需要的时候,
when we all pull together, how happy we'll be,
当我们都被摆在一起的时候, 我们是何等的快乐,
for your work,
因为你的工作,
is not his work, It's your work. And her problem is your problem. And when she suffers, the whole body suffers.
当她受苦的时候，全身都受苦。
And sometimes what our neighbors need is an empty jar.
有的时候我们邻舍所需要的不过就是一个空气瓶。
You see, some of those neighbors may have been trying to help this poor lady out of her problem.
可能这些邻舍有些人已经都是在想办法来帮助这个妇人。
Maybe they were sitting at the top window with their rifles out.
他们可能在窗口拿了他们的来福枪。
Just let them try to get these two boys. We'll get them.
他们想说，当债主来的时候，我就。
They get within 10 paces of that front door, they're dead.
他们想说，如果这个债主来的时候，我就开枪打死他们。
Or maybe they put signs up in the local bank. Please donate.
或是他们可能到这个邻近的银行摆一个。
Poor lady on Elm Street needs lots of money.
她可能说这里有一个贫穷的寡妇，她需要钱，请你们捐钱。
And maybe they tried so many different ways.
他们可能用他们的方法来帮助，想要帮助这个妇人。
How can we meet this need?
你想说她这么大的需要，我们怎么来帮助她？
I don't know.
但是有一天，这个妇人来了。
Do you have any jars?
你有没有什么空罐子？
I think I got one or two.
我想我大概有一两个。
You got 10 or 20?
你有没有十个、二十个？
Whatever jars you have, I'll take if you're willing to give them.
不管什么样的罐子，只要你有，你愿意借给我，我就拿。
Are you willing to give a jar away?
你愿意把你的罐子借给别人吗？
Just one, please.
可能只要一个。
No, I'm not going to ask for 2 jars.
可能不需要两个。
I just want 1 jar from everybody here.
如果每一个人都给我一个空罐。
Can you imagine if every one of you here this morning gave me 1 empty jar, how many jars I'd go back home with?
你能想象如果今天每一个人在座的每一个人给我一个空罐子，我带回纽约要带多少个吗？
If you fill each of those empty jars with rice, can you imagine how long I can eat?
如果我们把每一个器皿都装满了米，你能想象我有多少米吗？
But you know, the Bible does tell me something about jars.The Bible, this book right here, tells me about jars.
但是圣经告诉我们器皿到底是什么。
The Apostle Paul says that my body is like a jar of clay.
就像保罗说，我这个身体呢，不过就像一个器皿。
We're going to run out of time, so I don't want to even turn there, but it's in 2 Corinthians 4.
这是在哥林多后书第四章。
We've got these earthen vessels.
我们这个身体好像一个瓦器。
They're just clay pots.
不过就是瓦做的一个器皿。
Now, how much is your clay pot worth?
你这个瓦器到底值多少钱？
Well, how much your clay pot? They're not worth much.
可能不值什么钱。
Your empty vessel's not worth too much, is it?
你的空器皿也可能不值什么钱。
What's the important thing about a vessel?
但是一个器皿的重要性在哪里？
It's what's inside that vessel that counts.
装的东西。
This lady wouldn't have gotten very far if she just took a bunch of empty vessels and said, "Hey, I'd like to redeem these. For how much would you give me?"
如果这个妇人她所有的不过就是空器皿的话，她不能卖多少钱。
I'll give you 3 cents a vessel.
可能她可能
empty,
一个空罐子卖三分钱。
Empty vessels aren't worth too much.
因为空罐子不值什么钱。
The thing that made those empty vessels important was that there was oil in that their vessel.
这些器皿之所以值钱，是因为它里面有油。
Now, if you remember the story, the oil in the vessel had nothing to do with the people that were giving the vessels. That all had to do with God.
而这个油从哪里来呢？这个油不是从那些借他空器皿的人而来，是从神而来。
But the presentation of the vessel had all to do with the people.
但是这些器皿是从这些人来的。
Bring your empty earthen vessel.
把我们这些空的瓦器带来。
Give it over to God.
把这些空的瓦器交给神。
Give it over to the Master to be used by the Master.
让主来用这些器皿。
Offer your bodies as living sacrifices to God.
把我们的身体献上活祭。
Paul in 2 Timothy says, in the house there are a lot of different kinds of vessels.
像保罗在提摩太后书说，在神的家里有很多的器皿。
I look around here this morning and I can see all different kinds of vessels.
就像今天早上，我也看见各式各样的器皿。
Some are tall and thin.
有些是高高瘦瘦的。
Some are short and not so thin.
有些是比较矮，不是那么苗条的。
Some of the vessels are a little older than others.
有些器皿年纪比较大了。
Some of the vessels got some living ahead of them.
有些器皿他们比较年轻。
Some of the vessels have white skin like me.
有些器皿的皮肤比较白，像我一样。
Some are a little faded like most of you.
有些就不那么白。
We're different vessels.
我们都是不一样的器皿。
My church back home in New York, we've got all different colors.
就像我家里，我的教会里，我们有各样不同的肤色。
Black ones and white ones and yellow ones and all colors.
有白的，有黑的，有黄的。
All different kinds of vessels.
不一样的器皿，各式各样的器皿。
The important thing isn't so much the vessel.
所以重点不在于这个器皿。
We're all a dime a dozen. We're all worthless, basically.
我们基本上都是不值钱的器皿。
But 2 Corinthians says there's a treasure, there's oil in that their vessel.
但是哥林多后书告诉我们，我们有这个宝贝，有油在这器皿里。
If we allow God to pour in the oil,
如果我们让神把这个油倒在我们里面
，and as that oil is poured in and that vessel is filled,
当这个油倒下来，我们的器皿被装满的时候
，that vessel in turn meets a need.
这个器皿就可以满足人的需要。
It helps to answer the prayer of that woman.
这个器皿就可以成为别人祷告的答应。
The neat thing about it is whether you know it or not.
不管你知不知道。
You don't have to get a pat on the back.
你不需要人来夸奖你。
Oh, what a great vessel you are.
说你实在是一个很了不起的器皿。
Oh, if it wasn't for you, I never would have.
如果不是你的话，事情不可能
成就。Matter of fact, God in His wisdom oftentimes doesn't even let us know.
因为神照着他全能的智慧，他有时候不让我们知道。
Because unfortunately, if we did know, it would go to our heads.
因为如果我们知道的话，我们可能会骄傲。
And then we would begin to think, Oh boy, what a special vessel I am.
因为如果我们知道，我们可能认为自己是一个了不起的器皿。
We forget that we're just a clay pot.
我们就会忘记，我们不过就是一个瓦器。
To God be the glory.
荣耀都要归给神。
He's the one with the oil.
因为他。
And he's the one that keeps pouring it in.
只有他，他是那不停倒油的。
And when it's spent and used up to meet a need, he pours in some more.
当我们的油被用光的时候，他就倒更多的油在我们里面。
And there's an unending supply of oil that he pours into the vessel.
在他的那里，这油永远用不完。
So give your vessel over.
所以把我们这个器皿都交给神。
Yield it to God.
都把它都降服交给神。
These vessels Paul describes in that house, he says there are many of them, and some of them are noble vessels, and some of them are ignoble vessels.
因为在大户人家有各式各样的器皿，有的是贵重的，有的是不贵重的。
But God is looking for noble vessels that are sanctified and that are meet for the master's use.
贵重的器皿不过就是因为被神洁净过了，可以让主人用的器皿。
In closing, let me just remind you of a passage from Matthew 25.
最后我要提醒。
Jesus is telling a parable. 在马
太福音25章。
And he talks about how there were those who visited him when he was in jail and clothed him when he was naked and fed him when he was hungry.
这里主耶稣提到有一群的人，他说我在监狱里的时候，你来看顾我，你给我吃的，也给我穿的。
He was very, very glad that people were willing to help him and give to him in his time of need.
所以他好像很高兴，当他在有需要的时候，有人来照顾他，来看望他。
But they asked, they said, Lord, when did we ever see you that way?
但是这些人说，主啊，我们什么时候来监狱里看你？我们什么时候给你吃的，给你穿的
？I don't ever remember feeding you.
我不记得我曾经给你吃的。
Oh, you, to be sure, if you were hungry, I would have, but I don't ever remember doing that.
我相信如果我看见你饿了，我会给你吃的，但是我不记得我曾经给你吃的。
I don't ever remember giving you any clothing.
我不记得我曾经给你穿的。
Oh, you were in prison? I guess it was for preaching, but I don't remember that.
你说你在监里，我不记得你在监里。
When did we see you in those conditions?
我们什么时候看见你这么有需要？
You remember what the Lord said.
你记得主怎么说的吗？
As much as you do it to the least of these, my brethren.
主说，我实实在在告诉你，这些事你们做在我弟兄中一个最小的。
As much as you bestow your empty jar to that widow woman down the block who needs sustenance.
就像如果你就是借了一个空器皿给这个可怜的妇人
as much as you lend yourself to give a cup of cold water in my name
所以你如果给这弟兄中最小的一杯凉水
you do it to me
你就是坐在我身上
as you pull together with your brothers and sisters
当我们弟兄姐妹被摆在一起的时候
you're serving me
你其实在服侍我
you're offering yourself not necessarily to them but you're offering yourself to me.
其实当我们帮助人的时候，我们实在是把自己奉献给神。
And that's the privilege for every one of you here.
这是主给我们每一个人的特权。
No matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
Don't let anybody despise your youth, young people.
不要让任何的人来轻看你们年轻。
God needs young vessels.
神需要年轻的器皿。
That could be offered to Him.
可以完全奉献给他的器皿。
God needs young people who early in their lives can begin to walk with Elisha.
神需要年轻的器皿，在他们还年少的时候就可以开始跟随以利亚。
And every step of the way, say, "Teach me, Lord, teach me."
在每一个过程里面，跟主说，主啊，你来教导我。
Show me your ways, O Lord.
让我认识你。
I give myself to you.
我把我自己奉献给你。
So no matter who you are this morning,
不管你是谁。
Can you lend a clay jar?
你今天可以借出来一个空器皿吗？
Just one.
只要一个就好。
It has to be empty, though.
但是必须是空的。
I don't want it filled with pasta.
我不希望那里面充满了面。
It can't be half filled with milk.
或是牛奶。
You got to empty it and clean it.
你必须把它倒空洁净。
That lady didn't want anything but a clean jar.
因为这个妇人她要的是一个干净的空器皿。
That's the thing the Lord can pour the oil into.
神才能够把油倒进去。
Be that vessel.
做那个器皿。
Be that jar.
做那个空器皿。
We're going to close in just a moment.
我们马上信息就要结束。
But I'd like to pray with some of you this morning.
但是我想要与你们中间某些人祷告。
I'd like to go back to that fast first category of people that we talked about.
我想要在我们刚刚讲过的第一类的人。
Maybe there's just one or two of you here this morning that would say, I want God to do something for me in meeting my need.
或许在我们中间只有一两个，但是今天我们觉得我们需要神来帮助我们。
I don't know what to do anymore.
可能你说，我实在不知道该怎么办了。
I've exhausted all my resources.
我实在已经用尽了我的所有。
Like that woman said, I spent everything I had on physicians.
就像那个血漏的妇人说，她在医生的手中花尽了她一生的一切。
I didn't get any better, I'm just getting worse.
我的病情并没有好转，反而更加的剧烈。
I put my son or daughter through therapy and counseling and everything that I could think of to do.
我可能把我的儿女放在各样医生的手中。
And nothing seems to work.
但是都没有效。
I don't know what to do with that husband of mine that just wouldn't listen.
或者我对我的丈夫一点办法都没有，他就是不听。
I try to play Christian radio stations in front of him, it doesn't work.
我可能让他听基督徒的。
I put big bumper stickers on my car, say hell is hot or something like that, it doesn't work.
我可能用各样的方式，但是他就是不听。
I don't know what to do anymore. I just don't know.
我实在不知道该怎么样帮助我的丈夫。
Maybe I could suggest something to you this morning.
但是我今天可能可以给你一个建议。
Maybe what we just need to do is we need to come and stand before God and say, Lord, I don't have anything left, but what I have, I'm going to give to you.
我们可能就必须要来到神的面前说，主啊，我实在没有剩下什么，但是我所仅有的我给你。
I'm just going to keep my eyes on you, Lord.
我只要把我的眼目注视在你身上。
I'm going to be obedient to you and I'm going to trust you.
我要顺服你，我要依靠你。
Because Jesus, I believe that you care.
因为我相信你顾念我。
Oh, I know you care.
因为我知道你顾念我。
Oh, your heart is touched with my grief.
因为当我受伤的时候，你的心难
过。And when my way gets weary and the long night dreary, I know that my Savior cares.
当我的路道路难行的时候，我知道我的救赎主顾念我。
This morning, the Lord says to you, "What do you need? What would you like me to do?"
所以今天早上，他同样的对你说，我能为你做什么
？You could just pour out your heart to Him this morning.
你可能就可以在他面前倾心吐意。
Lord, I need you for this. I need you for strength. I need you for wisdom.
主啊，我需要你帮助我。我需要智慧。我需要力量。
I need your grace to sustain me.
我需要你的恩典来扶持我。
I need your power to heal me, Lord.
我需要你的能力来医治我。
Lord, I can't face the situation. I don't want another day. I need your help.
我没有办法面对我的前面的道路，一天都不能过。
Only believe.
你只要相信。
All things are possible to him that believes.
在神凡事都能。
I've seen marriages healed.
我曾经看见那破碎的婚姻得到医治。
I've seen broken homes restored.
看见破碎的家庭重新复合。
Wayward husbands, alcoholics, and drug addicted people, fetters broken because of God.
Okay, 我曾经看见那些有酒瘾、有毒瘾的人，他们的捆
绑脱落。Wayward children that have strayed away from God, the Lord can restore even that which the cankerworm had eaten away.
我看见我曾经看见浪子回头。
Never give up to your sorrows.
从来不要我们让我们不要灰心
Trust in him with all your heart.
让我们全心的来依靠
他 Can we sing that chorus only believe?
让我们再来唱只要
相信 All things are possible only believe.
在神凡事都能只要相信
those of you that this morning have that need in your heart
如果我们中间有人心里有这样子的需要
would you believe God as you say
你能够相信神吗
it's not a song it's a statement of faith
这不是只是一首歌而是我们信心的宣告
it's not a little chorus that we're going to get out and then get out to eat
不是因为我们唱完了我们就可以去吃午
餐 but Lord help my unbelief
Oh, 主啊，我信不足，
帮助我。Lord, give me the capacity in my own heart to believe you.
给我信心的度量，让我能够相信你。
That the creditors that are coming to break down my door and take away my boys.
因为这债主来了，就要来敲我的门，他要把我的儿子带走。
No, Lord, you're able to meet that need. I don't know how, but you're able for it, Lord.
但是主啊，你能够满足我的需要，我不知道你会怎么做。
Savior, lift my faith in you this morning.
Oh, 主啊，给我信心，让我来相信你。
Help me to believe you.
帮助我来相信你。
Let's sing it together, shall we?
让我们一起来唱。
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe.Things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe.Only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Shall we stay?